consistent.
Clearly. Because I was singing it earlier. Such a good song, right?
And it's Saturday. Get the mop, nigga. Vamos limpiar, coño. Let's clean. Oh, y'all Spanish people know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Growing up as a kid, I was like, damn, yo, I want to sleep. It's Saturday. I had a whole week of school. She wants to now pour the Clorox where I can't even breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was a Fabuloso.
I could taste it. Oh. I could taste the Fabuloso.
Oh, my gosh, that's so true. And then she'll be playing the Spanish music. And it was like a whole session of salsa. It was a whole session of merengue. And that's pretty much what you had in bachata.
That's it, yeah.
This she said what?
So good.
Wake up the whole fucking building.
And then you wake up, you're like, oh, damn, I gotta clean now.
She's clean, gonna make me complain. You ever try to like make believe you were sleeping? That shit, yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's like the music was too loud for you to. There's you no waking it at that point.
All right, I'm trying to find a thing here.
Our parents were mean. They loved us, but they were kind of mean.
Yeah, I do to my kids now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wake them up. I'm like, come on.
But you gotta do the traditional Saturday salsa, like music, loud. Let them experience that like a good week. They're going to be embedded into their memories.
I was going to do it today, but I'm here.
Wow. What a difference in...
So, we lost a guest. Let's see what happens.
We didn't lose a guest.
The guys, what they decided on.
Who?
What date and time?
Today.
Oh, today. What time?
So you weren't listening to the video I was showing you.
I did, but they didn't decide. It was just
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right. That's good because I'm going to leave here at 1.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Because I distinctly remember saying I could probably chill till 3.
All right, we'll try to stretch it out. Did you hear about what happened in the Bronx this morning?
No.
Bro.
Bad?
When I went to go buy the half and half to come here. I go to the store that's up the block over there. I forget what the name of the street is. And, you know, the guy's, you know, he has the news on. And as I'm paying, I look up and I see is one child dead and three people or something got injured. Or three others sick.
In the Bronx.
Apparently what happened was a daycare center was also selling drugs. And one of the kids got into it and died of an overdose. And other kids got sick for being, you know, touching it and being around it.
What do you mean touching it?
Like the drugs that were there. I don't even know what kind of drugs they had. Opioids. Whatever. You know, that could be.
Oh, you mean fucking with the drug themselves?
Yeah. The kids must have just found the drug stash and started playing with it and touching it and eating it. You know how kids are. They put everything in their mouth.
Oh, I thought there was like a shootout, bro.
Oh, no. There was definitely a shootout last night in the Bronx. 100%. There's no doubt about it.
I'm waiting for the shootout part. This nigga's talking about...
Like, so much worse.
So much worse. It's crazy. All right. So it was like a baby daycare?
Yeah.
No.
Like babies.
No, nigga. First of all, they're all babies when you're at our age, right? Welcome, by the way, to the 40s.
The baby was 1 year old.
Shut the fuck up.
Fentanyl, they found out.
How was the baby fucking with fentanyl? A 1 year old.
They were selling drugs out of the daycare center too. The people that owned it.
Oh, and the baby went into the drawer and
they must have found the stash. Or they left it out somewhere by accident. Freaking Bronx, bro.
Oh my god. Well, someone's going to jail.
A lot of people going to jail.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Every one of them. They're not gonna be like, oh, you know, this is your first offense, so we're gonna let you off light. No, nigga.
You think everyone in the facility knew about it and was doing it? Going in?
Yeah. Even if you knew about it and didn't say anything, that's it. You're complicit.
But they got to have proof that they didn't know about it, right?
They have to be like, I didn't know. You have to play dumb.
And prove
that. I don't know. I just work at the daycare. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I was
I mean, they can't prove that you knew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. How would you know unless you have footage of you?
Even if somebody's like, yeah, I told him I sold drugs. And then you could just, in the court, you'd be like, I thought he was joking. It's the Bronx. We all joke around about stupid stuff, you know?
I was dealing babies, not, you know, yeah, they bring them and I give them.
Pampers and stuff. I don't.
That's fucking insane.
I don't even do drugs. I'm clean as a whistle.
Test me. That's fucked up. Those are the stories that, you know, hinder people from sending their kids away.
Bro, that's me. That's me.
That's definitely you. Oh, my God.
My wife wanted to put our daughter in daycare so she can work, like go to work. And I was like, if I had to choose between those two, I'd rather you just stay home and not work. I don't feel comfortable. We went to a few daycare centers and checked it out. I was like, oh, this is nice. But
what about your sons?
We put them in daycare. We put them in daycare.
So why was it different?
For a few months.
For your son versus your daughter?
Because when we did with our son, we both knew we have to do this to survive.
It was critical.
We can't afford this life unless we do this. For my daughter, it was like an option. It was like, all right, look, I'd rather not. So if it's, you know, I'd rather you just stay home if that's the case. There we go.
Holy show the guns. Shit. You look like you were doing a lot of fentanyl last night.
Oh my God.
I feel like I did a lot of fentanyl last night.
And it looks like you're also missing an Arby's sandwich.
This is what a fever looks like.
Is the mic on?
I think I got COVID. Oh no.
It's not real. Stop talking about it.
Nope. Done. Don't hear you. We lost you completely. The Matrix is broken, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hell.
Can he see us?
Yo, you hear me? Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Perfect. Alrighty.
You definitely need a better background, though.
I told them about
eventually. This.
Eventually, exactly.
You can put a little
eventually. Dana. So I got a green screen coming in. So forgive
nice.
Me.
Nice, yeah.
So
that's
it. It's all he needed. $15.
Does things take longer to get to Ohio?
What
do you guys do? Does Amazon do 2-day shipping over there or no?
No, it's 3-day shipping for Ohio. Nah,
imagine they did that separately. Like, that's so much work just to advertise. It's 3 days over here, guys. Sorry.
It's a 3 days journey. That's what it is.
Because I don't know if it's enough of a big enough market for them to move, have a facility there to make it fast. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Then I can have it in Alabama. It
you don't realize how big Ohio is. There's the population is 11 million people here.
Oh, that's how much my building has, I think.
I was about to say. That's like two boroughs here.
That's how many timbres we have in my building.
What's the population of New York City?
Brooklyn, New York alone is 3 million people.
So we got more than you. No.
Wait, that's Brooklyn alone. 2 million people travel Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, every weekday. 2 million people. They don't live in Manhattan, but 2 million people fuck with Manhattan Monday through Friday. But I think there's only like 200, 300,000 people that live in Manhattan. 200 to 300,000 people that live in Staten Island. And I think Bronx got 3 million, and I think Queens has 2 million. So I think all together.
Right. Wait, hold on. I got the numbers here.
Oh, fuck. So I'm talking mad shit. Let's see.
New York has 8.4 million. Altogether, New York City. Ohio in whole has 11.7. Mm-hmm. But we're comparing a city to a state.
Right.
New York State has 19.84 million.
Throw my bitch.
That's not even that much more, though.
That's true. No. So how much New York City, the five boroughs?
New York State has 19.8, but New York City has 8. So New York City makes up, you know, a third of the entire state.
19? Nigga, that's half.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
It's half. Like a little less than half. And only under by 3 million for the whole state of Ohio.
Oh, yeah, just the city.
Too many
just niggas. Just the five boroughs.
There's too many niggas here.
That's what I'm saying. There's way too many niggas here, yo.
Way too many over there.
And honestly, the population out here is growing because people want to get out of the coasts.
So also, if you're in the five boroughs, please move to where this nigga lives.
Move to Ohio.
No, don't come here.
Don't come here.
We don't want your kind here.
That's basically immigration, right? When they get over here.
Damn gentrifiers. Nah.
Did you?
Nah, yeah, it's immigration, basically. But you know what? That wouldn't be bad if... No, that's terrible.
No, the population of Ohio has went up from... Okay, this is way back. Let's do something simple from like 1980. From 1980, it went from... It went up a million in population from 1980. Just a million, which is, I thought was a lot more, but it looks like a lot, but it's not. I mean, a million is a lot. Don't get me wrong.
A million people?
Yeah, from the 1980s till now.
Damn.
But from the 1940s, it went up it went up 5 million. So that it went a huge, there's a huge jump. So this is where the gentrifiers come from, Ohio.
Yeah.
And funny that he went the other way. He went that way.
Don't gentrify us.
He's like, that's where they are. I want to be with them. Good job, Mike.
Mike.
Yo, California's population from the 1980s is insane. It went from 15 million to 39 million from the 1980s.
That's when it was cool to go down there.
That's
cool. And that's when you see the spandex, the girls in the inline skates going down the boardwalk. You get all those images. You also get the colors of this nigga's hat for that time period.
Yeah. Mama.
Yeah,
my mom lived out here in the 80s for like 6 months or something like that. So she would have been part of that population.
All right, what we got going on here today, guys?
All right, so what do you got for us, Mike? What is going on in this
conspiracy? Hit us.
What is it going on in the conspiracy world?
Did you guys see what the FDA said they're doing away with?
No.
What did they say they were doing away with?
The microchip.
No. Cold medicines.
Cold medicines. So does that mean that anybody can make them now?
What do you mean by cold medicine?
So it says... Basically, they're saying they don't actually work. None of the over-the-counter cold and allergy medicines work, and that they could be yanked from shelves.
It says the decongestant used in cold medicines is ineffective.
Yeah, so the things
decongestion.
Like that whole aisle that we have of decongestion and cold medicines is about to be gone. Done.
Oh, because what? Oh, let's see what it says here. Read popular products: Benadryl, Advil, Tylenol. So you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna rebrand them and they're gonna put them right back on the shelf.
What?
They'll be like, yeah, this is not anti-congestion. Use it for everything else though. Here you go.
I'm coming with heat today, baby. Coming with heat.
And this was on September 12th. The Food and Drug Administration Advisory Panel reported that oral antihistamines.
Oral antihistamines. That is a new title.
I was thinking about something else.
Sorry, guys. It's early and I'm lonely. an ingredient in many popular over-the-counter decongestants people purchase tend to treat common cold symptoms does not reduce nasal congestion. So just a component of the cough syrup is not set to relieve you breathing.
So what I from reading this, what I think is going to happen is they're going to, because it's labeled anti-congestion, the FDA is like, yeah, it doesn't really do that, so we got to take it off the shelf because it's false advertising. So what's going to happen is they're going to get rid of that word from the label and just put it right back on the shelf.
That it's anti-congestion and more like a relief.
Yeah.
A relief, right? But
a relief medicine. You know, like
yeah, but I'm saying, if they, No, but I'm saying if you get a Tylenol that says anti-congestion, you know, heals fever, you know, it's like a list of things. Fever, yeah. Cough.
No, but they're saying that word
I know, but what I'm saying is what the Tylenol is going to do is they're going to erase anti-congestion. They're going to be like, it does everything else. So here you go, back on the show.
It does everything, but they'll replace the that part to just be like, you know, it helps alleviate the
Yeah, they're going to reword it. You know, they just.
Yeah, they're just going to. It's the fuckery. But niggas are gonna still buy that shit.
Yeah.
Unless they completely remove it, right?
And yeah, but that'll open up the market for everybody else.
And we're forced to rely on the shot.
What? That's crazy. Why would they do that? Vitamin companies will start selling this stuff if they take it off the FDA.
Yeah, we're hip to vitamins, and that's the cool part. That's the problem. We're hip to that shit.
We're hip and cool.
We're hip. We're hip, dude.
We're hip and cool to vitamins, baby. Come on. Yeah.
You can't destroy. It's going to be hard taking down a certain population because you literally have another population that doesn't believe in vitamins.
That's crazy because I'm like mixed when it comes to the vitamin situation. Sometimes I'll be like,
I don't think this shit is fucking bone. You just take it anyway.
I brought it.
I'll buy more next month.
If it doesn't work, shit. I might as well.
Yeah.
But I'd be feeling like that too. And it's only because we feel so good about life. We're like, I don't need this. And meanwhile, yeah, we do need that. That's what's making us feel that good.
But I think if the FDA was to take this off shelves, vitamin companies would be like, oh, we don't need FDA regulations to make these.
Quote unquote
decongestion, whatever. We'll just sell them.
That's crazy that you say that because I think about the
they sell them as vitamins
in the bodegas, yeah, the little things in the corners, the
that's energies. What we'll be buying them from there. Yeah,
I think about those and I'm like, when emergency. I look at those, I'm like, those things are fucking fake as shit. Nobody's buying that shit, but then I'm like, but it's the same shit I'm buying from Costco's, right?
Yeah,
isn't it? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. That reminds me of when they locked up remember they were locking up cough medicines for a while? I don't know if they still do it.
Yeah, everything that contained acetaminophen.
Yeah, because people were getting high or whatever off. They were making scissor, remember?
They were mixing
it with like Sprite and just getting drunk off of it.
Basically. No, it was crystal meth.
Oh, that's what they're doing with it?
Yeah.
This guy's from Ohio, so he knows more about that.
He knows.
I learned that in New York.
That's what he went to school for. He's trying to learn. He's like, yo, I gotta mix these together.
I was like, I can't even pronounce these. Acetaminophen.
Yo, for real.
The fiends want acetaminophen.
Dude, where they came up with these words? Who the fuck is this nigga that's constantly using Y's with medicine?
They use freaking
Y's, Z's, all the last letters.
I think they use Latin.
But that makes sense because those are the original niggas, right? That would test on people and do experiments and how we got modern.
I think
medicine.
It's just to keep it consistent throughout the whole industry. I don't know.
I don't know.
I could just, this is all wild guess. But it's like space and like Greek. They use Greek because they started with that, so they just continue the tradition of naming planets like Greek names or whatever.
Do you think that it's like you create the drug so you can name it?
I think so, yeah.
And they keep in line with what you're saying that
yeah, but I think the scientific name and the name that you give it is to, you could name it whatever you want. Like Tylenol is not freaking Motrin is not Motrin, it's the ibuprofen. No, it's ibuprofen
or ibuprofen. Yeah.
Motrin is ibuprofen.
Yeah, so that's the scientific.
So name. Is Aleve. So yeah. Is
Tylenol. It's just a brand. Yeah,
that's the brand, right?
It's just the brands. Yeah.
I don't know, nigga. Means that if I'm Chinese and I'm creative medicine, some new shit, I gotta go with the Latin fucking dictionary to name this shit?
You can name it whatever you want, but if you come to America with that, you better do it in Latin, nigga.
You gotta go to the university and learn Latin.
You better go get rid of that Ching Chong. I don't want to name that.
So the Ching Chong nigga.
I don't want no Ching Chong medicine over here.
The Ching Chong nigga has to look at that Bible and pick a name from that shit. You gotta, and be like, you gotta, we already use three Dellas. This is too much.
I think you got to figure out what the components are and have to create a new word out of it.
Out of the freaking little drawing of the chemical breakdown of what it
Mike
is.
Mike knows.
Yeah, Mike, let us know.
Yeah, like Moses Cetaphine or
Moses Cetaphine.
That makes you dehydrated. It splits the waters.
Right.
It's
splitting the water.
Splitting the water in your body. Bitch, so, okay, so the FDA. Okay, so
it reminds me of the word DNA. Do you know what DNA stands for?
I don't know.
what DNA stands for.
So I know the license. The last one's acid, right?
Yeah, it's like
something
a,
acid.
It's deoxy.
Something. Algepoxy some shit.
That's the stuff that you know for the test, and then you're like, all right, I don't need this information.
That's exactly what
that. You know what's crazy though?
Because I had to
break down each letter, each word in DNA. Yo, you'll find something crazy.
666.
Oh, so deoxy, no,
Diablo.
That does 666.
Deoxy means Lord or God, right? It means okay. God. Uh huh. And then the N word, I can't even pronounce that.
You shouldn't say that on air, but why didn't you split the screens instead of leaving him full?
So basically DNA.
Because we're using Facebook.
You can't make us bigger?
I can't. That's why Facebook sucks. Okay. And then Zoom only gives us 40 minutes unless you have an account.
Que mierda.
Eso mismo.
All right, I want to know the DNA
so
one.
So Discord actually works.
Yeah,
so DNA, right?
It's
basically is like...
Right here.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not going to... I can't do it. I don't got that on my computer. I got on my phone to do it.
Oh, wait, you're going to ask her?
No, I'm just going to have her read it to me.
So you're going to have to break down each word individually and then like basically Google each meaning of the word into the English, because those are like Greek words or something like that.
I don't know. It's like
basically...
Hold on, let's read it. Let's see what it sounds like.
Wow. Even she was struggling.
Ribonucleic acid.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is, bitch.
So they're saying that. So basically, basically, like when you look at DNA, right, and you break down, you know, like, the word, right? You come up with basically it's like a god to the body, right?
It's the instructions for life.
Dial pad. Yeah, then you have completely transparent messenger.
My man. Wait. Say that again.
So basically, DNA is like what writes the code for all the proteins, right? And everything in your body makes you who you are, right?
Yeah.
And then it has a subcomponent called mRNA, right? mRNA basically relays messages to the DNA, right? It's the messenger RNA, right? Where... They see they. You can view it almost as if it's like it's prophets and things like that, right?
All right.
Right to God. God is the DNA strand, and then you got the messengers.
Hold on, you little fanatic.
Ribonucleic acid. What? How do you go about it? Deoxyribonucleic.
What are you acid. Doing?
Oh my God! Did you hear that?
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Nigga is still stuck on that. I thought we was way past that, yo.
No, so my funny. ADHD is real, nigga. Fuck out of here. Go ahead.
that is real. All right, is real. Nah. Okay.
Ooh.
I can't. I had somebody trying to convince me.
Like, bitch, real. Before you give us a
I was like, nigga, it's Israel.
Israel. Yeah, before you give us your Ohio ass definition of some shit, we could Google. What's your point?
Wait, the but he's trying to tell us how this is the devil somehow.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The theme is this is how the devil works through DNA.
So you got like messenger RNAs, right? That are natural. Your mRNA.
Okay.
Right. So and it reports, you know, basically the messages to the body, right? Okay. And that's where it'll tell like the white blood cells to go if you got like a wound, right?
Boss niggas. Got it.
Yeah. And then it'll go and direct everything to that wound and basically heal the wound, right? Healing occurs. And then you have an infiltrator mRNA created just recently called mRNA, right? Not mRNA, mRNA technology, right? mRNA technology are like false prophets, the false prophets, right? Because they're not a part of your actual DNA strand. It's infiltrators, right? So you have false prophets that enter the body now. Are you following me?
I am writing it down, actually. That's how much I'm following.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you. I'm just letting you know.
So right now what we're seeing is basically DNA being the body being infiltrated, right? Apart from things that are natural, when we take the mRNA technology, you know, in our body, it's crazy how they're substituting things that we already have naturally. You know, they're trying to substitute things that we have naturally. I just found it interesting.
So we do with vitamins.
Yeah,
so basically. vitamins are not mRNA technology, nor is...
No, yeah, I know, but what he's saying is... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it basically skips the mRNA part. It just gives you the vitamin before the...
The
DNA, it reads it, makes the mRNA that creates the proteins.
Yeah, so the mRNA basically directs the certain proteins to a certain location, right? To combat, like, for example...
I'm not sure if that's correct. I think, for example, the mRNA just creates the proteins. That's all it does.
The proteins are to combat things like certain pains or wounds, or, you know, the mRNA is for your immunity in all reality, you know, to life around us.
All right. Molecule that contains the instructions or recipe that directs the cells to make protein using its natural machinery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just makes proteins. That's all it does.
Yeah.
It's proteins. Just instructions.
Do you know what are proteins?
Proteins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a protein?
It's what I drink after I work out.
That's a simpleton answer.
No, those are the building blocks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. And it's for repairing. Proteins are for repairing.
I mean, but it doesn't the mRNA doesn't direct it. It makes it, and then, you know, whatever, your cells or whatever takes it and
does like filler blocks.
No,
it just creates it, throws it
mRNA,
out there, and lets somebody else take it.
No, so the mRNA creates the proteins necessary for... Like, basically, it's a messenger RNA.
Yeah.
We have naturally, right? So if we get a cut, right, the messenger RNA is now creating the proteins for the healing process of that cut.
Yeah.
You understand?
They create whatever the body needs to fix that cut.
Whatever the body needs, right, for healing.
It's like a factory. And then whoever needs, like, I can't have me bring it over here.
Mind you, when we work out, right? Look at this. I got no muscle now, man. So when we work out, we tear muscles, right?
Yeah.
Wait, let's see that muscle again.
We have the meats.
Arby's. Look at his little pits. How cute.
He shaves.
Got him again. So wait. So what's the conspiracy behind this shit? Because I feel like you're going into the COVID thing.
So basically, we just see in our bodies the
FDA thing brought up revived the COVID. It was dead. Niggas woke up. Oh snap! We still got more of this.
Sleepy Joe woke up. He was, oh snap! COVID. I forgot that's the thing we're using.
We got a new one.
Yeah.
So okay. So we went from FDA. And medicines being taken off the shelf to...
So now they have a new strain, right, of COVID.
Wow. There's been new strains every week.
I know,
right? Right? But this new strain, they're saying that whoever was vaccinated prior is not at all immune to this new strain.
They said that 2 years ago? Because that's what I remember.
No, this is just recently.
When the Omicron came out, they were like, FDA, you gotta get a new vaccine.
The FDA just approved a new emergency COVID vaccine mRNA technology that the old one is not strong enough to... Look, you see him touching his eyes? That's a sign. No, I'm just kidding. He's got it. It makes you throw up that symbol.
That's the real symbol,
right? Everything there, so. He does.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So what do you think this new strain is set to do? What do you think? What's the conspiracy about the new strain? So
the new strain, I mean, now you're forced, now not necessarily forced, but they're saying that people who have taken the vaccine initially, right, the first one, it are no longer, like, that one doesn't help against this strain.
I think Massachusetts is the only state that's still mandated for vaccine currently, if I'm not correct. Massachusetts is the only one that you can't get a job unless you got that COVID shot. You can't send your kids to school. Only Massachusetts, right now, not you, not me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not Ohio, not New York.
New York is about to get shut down too. They're about to reinstate the mask mandates.
I hope so, man.
They're going to reinstate. When was the mask a mandate?
In federal buildings,
it was a mandate, but it wasn't. Again, let's be specific because we got GDs and niggas know this already.
Hold on. You're right. It wasn't. It was.
There you go. Let's talk the truth.
It was forced onto the people.
Nothing was forced. No one forced you.
When you say force, I think about
niggas knocking on the door. Like you see in those other countries that they were fucking getting arrested and shit.
Like in Canada.
They were knocking on niggas' doors like...
People were getting arrested for not wearing masks.
Here? Yes, but they were also getting arrested because... It wasn't forced. It wasn't forced. What it was
they didn't... think in federal NYPD. Buildings.
In federal buildings, yes, but in McDonald's, they weren't... McDonald's said, you got to do it. Get the fuck out. And the people wowed out, and then they got arrested.
They wowed out.
Not because of the mask, but because they...
Beginning of the mandates, right? In 2020, people were being arrested for not wearing masks.
Not
because of their actions.
Can you show us an example of that?
Yeah, while you Google that, because I feel like
I remember.
That's
so funny because it was all over the place.
Right, and the conspiracies, only conspiracies come, because conspiracies become more valid when it's erased from the internet. It can't possibly be that it was such an unpopular story that, you know what, no one's really willing, let's erase it. And the only person that really recorded it was Wikipedia, so probably that's the only source. So Wikipedia is the father of conspiracy theories.
I think what I've seen is that's, you know, whatever, a football stadium is like, yo, you gotta wear a mask if you're gonna watch this football game.
It's crazy because
and they're like, I don't want to wear a mask, as America, and they're like, you gotta wear a mask, and they start fighting, they're like, you gotta get out
of here. That's exactly what I described.
Yeah,
literally.
And if they fight with the, you know, with the stadium, they're like, well, you gotta
that's
go.
The reason.
And then the headline says they weren't wearing masks, so they got arrested
for not wearing mask. And that's what really you get happened. This nigga right here,
officer. Okay, in September 25th of 2020, like I said, the heat of COVID, a woman was tased and arrested for not wearing a mask. In
see, no, he's doing what we just said.
He's literally describing now what I said.
He read
already.
The headline. The story is she probably fought somebody, and the cops are like,
exactly. So if you read into that story,
she didn't fight anybody. They were saying that she should have a mask on, and then they started aggressively putting their hands on her.
Okay, pause. You see, like, this is what you call baiting, right?
That's not baiting.
That's baiting.
Right now, you guys are gaslighting again.
Oh,
gaslighters.
No. Just hear me out. Give me 2 seconds. Without even having to read the story any further or look into it, let's think about it logistically. She was going somewhere in public.
No, she was in the football game.
Okay, that's a public place. She was going somewhere that's run by a private company, and they had a mandate of you have to wear a mask, and she said no and didn't want to leave.
You're justifying it right now.
I'm only going through the logistical movements without hearing the full story.
That's not logistical. That is going...
Hold on.
Everything that you're saying right now is anti-constitutional.
Mike. Am I reading the right one? It says, officer tases arrest woman for not wearing a mask in a football game.
Yes.
GMA.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read what it says here.
There we go.
She was.
This is Good Morning America, by
she
the
was
way.
Asked to leave the premises.
There you go. That's right there. That's the reason why Boom, she was arrested. Right
for continuing to violate the school policy.
It's a public place.
She refused to leave the
that's
premises.
That's not a... Hold on, pause. That's the stadium is not a public place. That's a privately owned entity.
That wait, is everything not, is let private. Me just read the last thing.
Go ahead.
All right.
She was advised that she was under arrest for criminal trespassing. She resisted arrest, which led to the use of force. So it says nothing right. about the mask.
Nothing about
so,
mask.
Wait. Let me pause you right there. Let me explain my point now.
All right. Yeah.
On Go this, ahead. Because this is a thing that happened, right? So they weren't just doing this to just anybody. These were people who were Trump supporters.
You How understand? Did they know who she voted for?
Bro, at that time, if you didn't wear a mask,
you
were a Trumper.
I'm not a Trumper. I didn't wear a mask everywhere I went.
You were a Trumper. You, stop lying. I will call you out, bitch.
I like Trump. Yo, I will but call I didn't you vote for out. Him. I didn't vote for Trump.
Oh, you voted never for Biden. Voted You're part of the 80 didn't million votes.
Oh, no,
Biden.
Yes, you did vote for Trump. Vote for Trump. Together we did.
I think we did vote for
we
Trump.
Went to 7-Eleven for the for free coffee. For the free
Got him. Got him.
Don't fuck with me. I stopped drinking, so now my memory is coming back for everything. Go ahead, Mike, with your stupid ass. She got arrested for trespassing. The catalyst for the charge was the mask.
Yes.
The catalyst was, but it wasn't
then
the charge.
Then they stacked charges on her.
No, because you're making it seem like Bro, they charged
no, no, no,
her
no,
with.
No.
Let me
they
finish.
They stacked the charge of in. What was it?
Not wearing a mask.
No,
that's not a real charge.
That's what I'm saying. He's making it seem like it is a charge.
The charge that they put on her, he just read it.
Criminal trespassing.
Criminal trespassing.
And resisting arrest.
Trespassing, bro.
Yeah, because they kicked her out. She didn't
want
to leave.
It's criminal because the private entity said, we don't want you here. We have that right.
Understand something. If we go by that, everything right now is a private entity. Everything, like the streets, are
not the public parks.
Yeah, you could be in
You don't think the public parks are
the library? So
they're not owned.
So if it, let me ask you this: if it was That's in a library that she did this, if it was in the library that she did this, would it be a federal crime of trespassing?
That's interesting. I don't know. Yeah,
if they she have did this in be. A library.
Well, but this isn't it's not state owned. Is it state owned?
The stadium?
No, the library. You said library.
The library is federally owned.
By the United States federal government.
That's why the library sucks. So is the post office. So if she did it in the post office, it's a federal crime that you're
post office is federal.
So is the library.
Post office, you got to wear a mask because the government mandated it.
Right, you got to wear a mask. So she went in there and didn't wear a mask.
That's what I'm trying
to explain. Now she's being charged for what?
For not wearing a mask.
For not wearing a mask.
Because it's the federal mandate. That's
correct.
Right. But if you go to the bodega, it's up to the owner whether he lets you wear wants you to wear a mask or not.
Yeah, and all the owner can say is get the fuck out of my store. And if you don't get the fuck out of my store, I'm calling the cops. And the cops are like, well, I can't charge you for not wearing a mask. But if you don't want him here, this technically trespassing.
Yeah.
They did it in malls. You seen the one in the malls where the family was like, we're not leaving. And in Canada, they whooped out a fucking library of laws. And then, hold on, in their argument in the library, check this out. In Canada, I think it's Canada, look it up. But Canada was like, they were like, the whole family's chilling. And the security guards walk over and they're like, oh, we got to kick you out. And they're like, you can't do that because we're not trespassing. And they were like, wait a minute. You are trespassing. And they were like, no, read the laws. It says that if there's an establishment that's selling goods, that I'm here under that premises and you can't kick me out. I'm here to buy goods, so you can't even kick me out because that's the premise. You're here to sell goods. Unless I'm and then she read it out. Unless I'm disturbing that process, then you can't kick me out because I'm here to buy goods. So they're sitting in the food court, the family's eating and they're all laughing, with no mask on, and everybody's like, and then slowly the security guards are like, and somebody else manager comes over, and the security guards, they're like whispering, and then slowly all the security guards are like, they walk away. And they're like, you see, they can't get us. And they're walking away because they can't fight us and shit. I'm like,
I'm surprised.
As you guys speak in your defense, right?
I'm surprised.
I can't help but think, man, you guys are the non-resistors.
The non.
You
the
guys are the ones who win every game. Yeah, you guys are the conformists, bro. 1,000%. Give us the mask. Yeah, I'll wear it in the stadium.
You don't have to wear it in the stadium. But if that's their rule, then you have to leave.
Yeah, because that was their rule, Papa.
in the stadium.
Let me put it to you like this. So in a term that maybe you could understand, I go to your house and I'm like, I want to take a shit in the living room. But you have a rule that says
no shitting.
No shitting in
a sign. Do not shit in the sala.
So you call the cops because I'm trying to take a shit in the sala. What is the cop going to charge me with?
They can't charge me shitting in the living room.
They can't charge.
That's not one of the rules.
They can't charge us with shitting in the living room.
Article 5.96.
But they could charge us with trespass.
They could charge you with trespasser because
and
now,
if you fight the cop,
now it's resisting arrest. So that's two charges.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying, bro? That's all I'm saying. No, she didn't get charged for getting masked. The mask was a catalyst to the lead up of trespassing and resisting arrest.
The mask is shitting in the living room.
The mask or the shitting in the living room.
That's what the mask is.
So it wasn't the person, the owner of the premises who called the cops to begin with, by the way. It was people in the stadium that called the cops.
But people in the stadium can't trespass her. The owners are the only ones that can do that.
Right. So when the people
complain, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. She was late. She was hit with trespassing. And maybe if we look into it, that didn't go anywhere because the owners probably were like,
"No, we'll drop it."
No, but if she resisted arrest, that's on the cops.
Oh, that's on the cops now. Whether they want to drop it.
Resisting arrest is different. So what I'm saying
is, if you're shitting in the living room, and the cops come. And they're like, yo, should we kick this guy out? And a random guy that's in the living room is like, yeah, get him out of here. The cop's going to be like, do you own the place? Because you can't kick him out. This is your house? This is not your house.
Yeah, yeah. No. So what I'm saying is this, is the fact that
anybody, shitting in the living room is perfect, by
the way. Yeah. That was a perfect analogy. I'm not going to lie. I ain't
going to
hold you.
I shit in the living room.
So the crazy part, though, is this, is the fact that anybody who was anti-mask, anti-vaccine, right, were mistreated completely. Like, for just they saw you and it was like time to attack you type shit.
Not everywhere though. A lot of places were. You know,
I'm in Ohio, and at that time, if I didn't have a mask,
but you live in a liberal state.
If I didn't have a mask, okay. A mask if we're being
I forgot my frame of thought. Shit. No, there was like a little mini cult of like hallway monitors.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Karens that were like, we're the mask, we're the non-shitting living room committee.
Yeah.
Do not shit in living rooms. That's not where it goes.
We had to form a committee.
The toilet, bro. I don't understand. There was people on podcast that were saying that. They're like, I was walking my dog and somebody across the street yelled at me for not wearing a mask. And I said, why do you care? It's none of your business. If you want to wear a mask and I wear a mask, why is this your business?
Yeah, people were getting called out, bro.
If you want to shit in your own living room, that's your business.
That is your living room. Did you see the woman that lived in her own shit?
No. What do you mean?
And they were trying to like change. They were trying to change. Like, it was like a show of like, I don't know, trying to help people out or some shit. I don't fucking know. And she was like, you know, this is the last time I'm going to live in my own shit. And they were like, so you're going to go back in there for two more days because, you know, we're going to do a remake over of your whole shit. And she would live in her own shit, like literally piles of shit just sitting there.
And she was okay with that?
She was. Yeah, she loved it. I don't know, nigga. Ugh.
Right. See, the cops can't kick her out of there, though. That's her business. That's her business. That's her own place.
Right.
The cleaning crew went in and they were gagging. They had to get masks and like suits.
Oh, so you support the mask. See, you heard that, right? Live.
Ah, got him.
Cleaning crew.
Hypocrite, you fuck.
No, I'm a supporter of that. Because of the shit of
that. I'd probably have to wear a mask for that, honestly.
I'll go get an N95 right now.
Hell yeah.
I hope they do something. I hope,
like, if you're not wearing N95s though.
Listen, the only reason why they're coming, they're fear-mongering this whole idea of the vaccine coming, another strain and COVID is because they know it's flu season. And they're going to conflict the two to fear and get more sales. Big Pharma needs that money, baby.
My sister got COVID right now.
They got a new vaccine, by the way, for this new strain claiming is a new strain, right?
Yeah, but it's just the flu. It's the flu. It's the flu. It's not COVID.
It's the flu.
COVID is going to be the flu. That's what I'm saying.
It's not COVID. It's the flu. It never was. Listen, you know why it's called COVID-19? It's a respiratory disease, which the flu is also a respiratory disease. It's just another number in that category. Mira, he's sick. That's it. We're a fucking mask, nigga. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ, bro.
That came out of nowhere.
He had to leave. He's gone. He's gone.
Again. Jesus Christ, bro. Wow.
Holy shit, bro. So if this wasn't a prelude to what you should be doing, it's definitely wearing a mask. For niggas like this that be talking shit.
You know what it is too? It's so many different components that all feed into a narrative, so they put it together. You know what I mean?
Well, right now they're separating it, right? But it's really one thing.
Because remember, there was a point where the government was like, "We'll give." They were like, "We gotta. It's emergency. If the hospital's dealing with a lot of COVID cases, the government's gonna be like, we'll give you money to help you because we want to fight this virus." So hospitals were like, "Really? So if somebody got COVID, you're gonna give us extra money?"
Oh, my
interesting.
God.
Everybody in the hospital now has COVID. Every car accident, he died of a car accident. Did he have COVID test?
You got shot? Oh, God, I'm so
check
sorry.
Check if he has COVID.
It was COVID.
It was COVID. So they were getting money. So the cases were being overinflated because the whole country was COVID everywhere. Meanwhile.
That's like the budgets that each program or city run or local federal run government works.
They were just pulling money from the government.
Like, if you don't use it, what is it? You lose it. The budget. So, I don't know, pretend, buy extra loose leaf binders and borders for the kids.
Throw it out, who cares?
Because if we don't use this money, they're going to take it away from us next year, teachers, and you're going to have to buy your own.
Yeah, that's exactly that.
Exactly that.
So now there was a lot of, so now it was overinflated the numbers. So then we found out the truth that not that many people died because really not that many people had COVID to begin with. It was overinflated. So the real number of COVID was way lower, and the people that died were small, because the real COVID number was here, not up here where the hospitals were trying to get money from the government. You right. Know what
so wait.
They
wait,
were overinflating
right there.
Time out, Mike. Is your mic on? Mike, hold on. Is your mic on? Because usually the light goes up when you raise it, and it's not on at all.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we could, but I don't know if that's your mic. Raise your shit all the way up. What happened to the LED lights?
I don't know. My lights. So this is what I'm saying. As far as, you know, the vaccine goes, right? There were so many deaths from the vaccine. Everybody, they admitted that majority of the people who died in America were fully vaccinated.
Do you know we did a recently a 9/11 episode and it relates in this question. In 9/11 there's still this 9/11 compensation thing for people who lived or work, and they added, it was the right number was 43 names were added of deaths related to 9/11, right? So my question is this, do you think that it's possible that there'll be another like 9/11 compensation thing? Because 9/11 was an outside thing, right? But still the government decided, you know what? We're going to allocate this money for niggas who went through some shit with that. But
COVID was an outside thing too. It was so created, we know now, in a lab in Wuhan.
That's what I'm saying. So will Wuhan. There be compensation for this later if it's really, really found out that this shit killed niggas?
No.
Why?
Because they already did the contracts. That's done.
The contracts?
Because the government was like,
we'll take
it. We needed it as an emergency, and we're willing to say, just give us what you got, and we'll.
Yeah.
Was that on Trump's watch with Warp Speed, or was that on Biden who mandated it?
I think it was Trump's Warp Speed.
Trump's watch.
But the vaccine wasn't created during Trump's watch.
Yes, it was.
It was created, but it wasn't approved until Biden.
That's a really good question.
Am I wrong with that? Do you remember that, Mike? Was it on Biden's that it was mandated, or was it on Trump that it was mandated? Because I thought that Warp Speed happened and Trump was already out the door. And then Biden was like, all right, everybody, you know, suck it up. Well, right. On Biden's watch, everybody suck it up.
August 23rd, 2021. That's Biden.
That's Biden.
That's Biden.
I'm right.
Yeah.
I can't hear you at all, Papa. You lost the whole thing. The light is off.
You hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, so it turns off if you don't use it after a while?
Yeah. Oh,
that's how butt plugs work. Go ahead.
So Trump basically made the deals with Moderna, J&J, Pfizer, right? He made those deals with them.
Yeah.
He made the deal that they cannot be sued.
Yeah.
If they cause any deaths.
Again, because it's an emergency. We just got to get it out there. Which.
Nah, bro.
They should have just let people get sick.
Nah, bro. Yo. Let me tell you something. In the long run, the grand scheme of things, I don't trust nobody, bro. I don't trust not Trump and not Biden. Everybody who is a true libertarian understands that this is, you know, two different wings, but one, you know, one bird.
To be continued.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side, and please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment, and maybe we'll respond back to you, and hopefully you'll be a guest on our next episode. With family living in the lower deck, I won't say names, but I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect, that's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the young is spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given.